What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Midnight straight up here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie. It is After Hours. And what an After Hours it is. Really the shining moment of After Hours as we all witnessed together, me sitting here on the radio going absolutely crazy with the largest comeback in the history of the NBA Finals. The greatest comeback I've just ever seen. It just as right up there as far as sports moments for me with the Giants Super Bowl of victories, just euphoria, just absolute emotions that are going through my body and my being right now. I can barely describe on the air, and I'll do my best to do that. But man, how do you not love this team? How do you not love this run? How do you not love this night, this city, this arena, Madison Square Garden, everything about it? Unreal, unbelievable, incredible, and just everything that you dream about as a sports fan. You go through all the years of heartbreak and all the years of being upset and disappointed and angry. You do that for this, for the hope that at some point a team that you love, that you've pumped all your money and all your focus and all your attention and all your passion and all your energy and all your love into, you do it with the hope that one day they return the favor and they give something to you that you can hold on and take with you for the rest of your life. And that's exactly what this Knicks team has given to us. Not only this run, but this evening, like tonight is one of those nights that is an all-timer. And you'll take it with you for the rest of your life. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Mickey is in Dumont. What's up, Mickey?
Yo, Tommy, what's up, my brother? How are you?
Great. I couldn't be better. What's happening?
Yeah, could not be better. I mean, can you believe from watching me, you, and Sal, and everybody next to the Garden, when we watched us lose to Atlanta to the first round, to seeing tonight? I cannot be more.
Yeah, I mean, that's really where the journey started, Mickey, is that, and I do remember it well, and then that's kind of where, with this group, and it grew from there, you know, starting out there with the disappointment and the playoff disappointments time and time again, to now be sitting here, really NBA champions. They still got to win one more, but they're NBA champions. This is the night that gave it to them. It's over. It's a wrap. It's Knicks in five. But yeah, I mean, how could you not be just absolutely ecstatic and over the moon with this team?
And that's why I had to call in, because I said it started there. We're real Knicks fans. We've been through it all. We've seen it all. And we're going to win it. And let's go. And congratulations on the job, my brother. And let's go, Knicks, baby. Let's freaking go! Yeah.
Good to hear from you, Mickey. Sounds like you're doing great, man. Good to hear from you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I'm just gathering my breath and my emotions, and it's all over social media, all the clips of me reacting to the game. If you're just tuning in now, and I don't blame you because you were watching the game, or maybe you were at the game. If you were at the game, I'd love to hear from you. I was sitting here from 10 o'clock watching this, pushing the power of positivity, saying this game isn't over, saying the Knicks were going to win it. Hey, cut it to 10, cut it to 5. So I went through the range of emotions as a sports fan, as a sports talk radio host for an hour and change, and now here I am at midnight, where I literally want to do a million different things. I want to cry. I want to shout as loud as I can. I want to take all my clothes off. I want to go home and see my wife, if you catch my drift. I want to just do everything that is the great things in life. And I'm just so honored and privileged that I get to share this with all of you, because we're never going to forget this. What a team. Where do I start? I mean, OG Anunoby, who is the MVP of this series, he had his MVP game, his MVP moment. The block on De'Aaron Fox, and by the way, what is De'Aaron Fox thinking about? I mean, he stinks. He's just awful. And this Spurs team certainly has a lot to learn and a lot to answer for. They're just not ready to win. But you know what? We'll take it. We'll take it. Because their inexperience has benefited us and the Knicks greatly. OG Anunoby with that block, with the game he had, the only really... Brunson took a million shots in game. And Brunson has not had a good series. And his shot late in that game, I don't know what he's thinking about. But you know what? Anunoby bailed him out defensively. Alvarado was unbelievable, but I want to focus on Anunoby, who is the MVP of the series. He is the MVP. Give that man that hardware. I don't want to hear about narratives where we're giving it to someone else. The MVP of this series, and really the MVP of the Knicks when we think about it, when Anunoby is healthy on the court, he is the most valuable player. Their record, the Knicks' record, when Anunoby is healthy compared to when he is not, look it up. They are a different team when Anunoby is out there. And he doesn't get the fanfare sometimes. You know, we all love him, but he doesn't get the focus and the attention. Brunson gets it. Cat will get it, for better or worse. Anunoby kind of just flies under the radar. But he's a legit stud. He's Kawhi Leonard, and he is the finals MVP. That's what he is. And if he didn't make two of those outstanding plays at the end of the game, this series would be tied going to San Antonio. Now, the Knicks would have won it anyway. They would have won the series, because they would have. It's their destiny. It's our destiny. It's our moment. And what a moment it is. Let's go to Eli in Brooklyn. What's up, Eli?
What's up, Positive Thomas?
Hey, what's happening?
Great. How good was OG Anunoby tonight?
Unbelievable.
It was amazing, no?
Yeah, it was his MVP moment. I mean, he is the MVP of this finals. He's been unbelievable. He was great even in the loss that they had. Defensively, Johnny on the spot with the block on Fox, and then that tip-in, which is just... Moment and time stood still on that. I'm watching it live, obviously, like the rest of us, but I'm also doing a radio show literally as I'm watching it and trying my best not to just not say anything or do play-by-play. I'm just watching this, and I see the ball go up, and I see Anunoby tip it in, and I'm just like, how do you not want to give this guy a hug? OG Anunoby, Eli, is now up there with, when you think of Eli, and you think of Jeter, and you think of Messier, I'm serious. You're going to think of Anunoby in those moments as well because of what he did. He just brought this city a championship. He brought the Knicks fan base, who have been starving. I have been starving. We have been starving for this for some 53 years, others a lifetime. Where, because we've been through so much heartbreak, but not tonight. We waited a long time, but the wait is over. And OG Anunoby and that tip-in and that moment, it's why we love sports. You know, sports can be a very unhealthy relationship. That's one of the reasons why I feel like Positive Tommy is necessary, because I know a lot of people have an unhealthy relationship with sports, because the majority of your time as a sports fan is disappointment. It is heartbreak. It is frustration. It is aggravation. But you know what?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's all worth it for a night like this, for a run like this. And now what's coming next is the real moment where we get to celebrate as a city, as a fan base, a championship. And that will happen Saturday night, Knicks in five. It's always been Knicks in five. And then a parade unlike we've ever seen. 3 million, 4 million, heck, it might get to 5 million. That's what this means to generations of Knicks fans. That's what this team means. This is what this franchise means. And specifically this group. Because you can't have a more beloved group. Because they fight. They embody what this city is all about. Never give up. Never surrender. Never lay down your sword. Never wave the white flag. I believe in them. I never give up on them. How could you? Down 22 to Cleveland. No biggie. Down 29 tonight. No biggie. No biggie. This is one of the greatest basketball teams I've ever seen. Knicks or any team in the league. Ever. And they just did something tonight that no other basketball team has ever done in the history of the finals. And that's come back from 29 points down. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Anthony is in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Knicks in five! We were down 29. That's the largest comeback in NBA finals history. Belongs to New York forever and ever. That's ours.
They can't take it away from us. They can't take this championship away from us. They can't take this run away from us. They tried,
never.
But there's nothing you could do to ever take away this night, this moment, and what we're going to experience over the next week or so as we celebrate this team that we love so dearly.
No, no. And that tipping at the end nearly stopped my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
That's a great way to phrase it. How many people, myself included, you, Anthony, watched that moment and time literally stood still and you had an outer body of experience as, and I'm watching it right now on the replay, OG Anunoby, well, look at this play. An all-time just heads up, soars through the air, tips it in, and gives the Knicks what we've all been waiting for forever. Jerry Seinfeld, my guy, can't believe it. None of these celebrities can believe it. Nobody in the arena can believe it. Just, as like I said, I'm watching the replay now. An all-time electric moment.
David, that whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, I couldn't believe it.
I know, Anthony. And at some point, you could become it's like a loss for words. You scream, you yell, you can't believe it. You hug your neighbor, you hug everybody in sight, you kiss everybody in sight, and then you have a loss for words almost because it's hard to believe what you just saw. But you know what? I never lost faith. I always believe because this team is just built different, and they're a team of destiny.
For real, but it feels like a dream even now. I can't believe it, but it's Knicks in five. We all know it.
Yep, it's always been Knicks in five, and that's the best way to say it. It's like a dream. This run has been like a dream. For so many years, rooting for this team has been like a nightmare, but now it's like a dream. It's a dream that none of us want to wake up for, and it's a dream that none of us want the alarm to go off, and if it does, we're just going to hit the snooze button and go back to dreaming because it is a dream. And sports are all about those dreams. You dream and hope for this. And that's exactly what we have gotten. Through all the bad years, through all the rough times and tough times, it was all worth it. Because we, together, are all on this planet at the same time. And we all witnessed something extraordinary, something breathtaking, something magical, and something we will never, ever forget, which is the greatest sporting event in the history of New York. That's what this was. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dave here on After Hours. What's up, Dave?
Yo, Tommy.
What's happening?
You are the man. You are the prophet. You are the genius.
Thank you.
To do damage.
You know what, Dave? I'm going to put you on hold because you're right. We've been on the air now since this win for over an hour, and I haven't done this, but we're about to do it. And I haven't done it as much on the radio, but I think tonight calls for it because there were doubters, but those doubters are now put to bed. And those that have been there from the beginning with this, you'll appreciate this. I haven't busted it out in a while, but there's no more perfect night than to do this. The Knicks have dudes, the Knicks have dogs, and they're gonna do damage. Knicks in 26, Knicks in 5, I'll see you at the parade. Isn't that music to your ears, Dave? It felt good for me. I could have a cigarette now. I could rip a heater. That was unbelievable. I'll have what she's having. That was unbelievable.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy, I was 24 years old in 94 when they broke my heart. 99, devastated. This is it, bro. This is it, bro. Listen. I got a song for you. I wrote songs for Evan. Put me on with your producer. I want you to hear this. I got your line in the song. You got to hear this, bro, for the Knicks.
You're saying you have a song you want to send to us? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it.
Gotcha.
You can listen to it first. You'll play it. You'll love it, bro.
Yep, I'll put you on hold. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Larry in Cranford, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Tommy. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I hope Taylor Swift doesn't have any concerts coming up in San Antonio. The place will be empty.
Exactly. Correct. She along with everybody else saw history tonight. I mean, this is one of those things where it cost you a lot of money to get into the Garden tonight. It was worth every penny.
Oh man, absolutely. Although I must say I was very comfortable in my living room watching it on TV.
Of course.
It was an incredible, it really was probably the greatest New York sports event I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. It was unbelievable. I'm with you. You don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but this is as great a sports night, sports moment that I've ever experienced, and I think that this town has ever experienced, especially, Larry, when you consider what this team is in terms of unifying the city and how long it has been for this franchise and how many lean and bad and rough years they've had. When you factor all those things in, down 29, largest comeback in the history of the finals, there is no moment greater than this because it was the night that the Knicks won a championship and they did it in the most unbelievable fashion.
It was really a unifying, they really are bringing people together. It's just a great vibe.
Yep. The vibes are just absolutely off the charts, and they're tonight. I mean, this is the party's going to last all night tonight, and it'll go to tomorrow. It'll go to Friday. It'll go to Saturday. The clincher will be on Saturday, and then I would imagine the parade will be on Monday, the latest Tuesday, and that will be a parade unlike we've ever seen in the history of this city. 3 million bare minimum will be at that parade. Let's go to John on the Upper East Side. John, how's it looking out there? Has the crowd made it to the Upper East yet? I mean, I'm sure the streets are just crazy right now in New York.
So let me tell you, positive Tommy. I'm from the Upper East. I'm from Long Island, but I'm an Upper East Sider.
Same.
Currently. Yeah. We were camped out downtown at Plug Ugly's, fantastic spot. We actually paid one of my friend's younger sisters to hold down the table for us since 3:30 in the afternoon. The bar was packed. And then the game tips off, and then Cat has two fouls, and then we're down. And then it's half, and then people are leaving. But I'm telling you, me and my friends, me and my core group, we were there, and we're a divided group. We're Long Islanders. We have Giants fans. We have Jets fans. The Knicks tonight, they brought not only the friend group, but the whole city together. The city's electric. It's buzzing. Tonight, I said all day, whoever wins tonight is going to win the championship, and it just, it feels right. It feels like it's our time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been my feeling, John, this entire time, that it's sports, the stars align for you, and you just know that you're a team of destiny, and it's your year. You've been picked. You have been picked to win a championship, and I've been saying it over and over and over again. I don't care if the Knicks are down 10, if they're down 15, if they're down 20, if they're down 30, if they're down 50. This team will not quit. They will fight. And the sports gods, the basketball gods, have picked the Knicks. This is their year, Knicks in 26. So no matter what, the script is in. It's a Hollywood movie. The Knicks are winning a championship. Just enjoy every moment of it. And I know at times tonight it wasn't enjoyable, but I always kept the faith because I know it's their year. And we were in store. We were in store for just the greatest night ever. That's what we experienced.
The view from the top will not be worth it if you think of the picks of the spring.
Yep, absolutely. I don't know what that means, but that sounds good to me. That sounds like something that Positive Tommy would tweet after a Met game. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I haven't heard from my YouTube people, so I don't know if I'm on YouTube yet, but as soon as we get on YouTube, hello, YouTube people, but I don't think we're on YouTube yet, but we are on the Fan, FMAM, and on the Odyssey app. So I appreciate everybody. If you were at the game tonight and you are somehow in your car, I don't know how you could be in your car right now because how are you not celebrating this moment in the streets? I've been told we are on YouTube. Hello, YouTube people. I've been told by my people here that the streets outside 345 Hudson are going nuts. What I would tell everybody out there is, I'm going to get off the air in an hour and a half. Keep that party going, baby. This is the city that never sleeps. You get a slice of pizza and a Cadillac at 4 a.m. It's the only city in the world you can do that. So I might hit the town after this shift. My wife doesn't know what's going on. She has no clue. She probably hasn't even been told the Knicks won yet. So I'll just stroll in at 7, 8 in the morning. What's that? That wouldn't be a first. Let's go. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Nick is in Dobbs Ferry here on After Hours. What's up, Nick?
Hey now, Tommy, I am out of control. And before I cut this promo, I got to say, you called this years ago about this team. So I want to give you a lot of credit. So
thank you. Did we lose you there, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so I just want to say this one thing real quick before you hang up with me and everything.
Of course, yeah.
The dichotomy of this team is absolutely incredible. The fact that we almost matched the longest win streak in the playoffs and then beat the longest finals comeback
of
all time is amazing. And it says everything about this team, everything about New Yorkers. And the fact that Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor come to the game, we lose. And when I saw Steve Cohen on baseline, I said, oh my God, we're going to lose. And the fact that they came back from that is even bigger. I can't believe it, Tommy. I'm so happy.
Yeah, just like I said, hold on to this moment and take it with you for the rest of your life. Tell your kids about it. Tell your grandkids about it. If you're, young and single, you meet some chicks, tell them about it. This is just one of those situations. And hello, YouTube people. this is just one of those situations that you will cherish for the rest of your lives. And you'll always remember where you are. I'll start. I was sitting here on the air, doing what I've always wanted to do on the greatest radio station in the world. That's how I experienced it. For many of you, you were on your couch or at a bar or at a watch party. For the very select few of you, the lucky ones, you were at Madison Square Garden, and it was worth every penny. Every penny! To witness what we all witnessed tonight. Will is in Yonkers here on After Hours. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up? So I just want to say, one, I'm so proud of the Knicks. There's absolutely no quit in this team. They don't care how far they're down. They just keep grinding, keep chipping away. They don't give up. But and also OG Anunoby is just an absolute dog, and that team is not the same without him, like you said before.
Absolutely not.
But also what I want to say is, Jalen Brunson with that last shot at the end, I don't think it was a terrible shot, because when you look back at the Spurs win, the Spurs lost.
Yeah, they didn't give an opportunity for a rebound.
Jalen Brunson allowed an opportunity for that rebound, so I think it was awesome. And that's the only thing I want to say other than that. But I just can't believe the Knicks are in this position to bring home a championship, and there's no other fitting way. This team is meant for.
The YouTube people heard the F word. I don't think there's a dump button on YouTube, but on YouTube you can say whatever the heck you want. You can't say that on the. I wish. Yeah, the FCC is like, yeah, whatever about YouTube. But I wish we could just say those words all night, because it's a night for that type of stuff. Like, the FCC should really look the other way. I mean, the Knicks just won the damn championship. We should be able to curse. You know how hard it is for me right now not to curse? But I hear you. This team, more than any other Knick team, they embody this city. They embody the never give up, never quit, never wave the white flag, never say die. The heart, the grit, the determination, everything that this team puts forth night in, night out on that court. And this was their finest hour. Their finest hour in front of a sold-out packed Madison Square Garden. Thousands in attendance, millions watching around the world, including the Coalition Indicators had a rough night tonight. That's a tough one. But you know what? You had a great run. If you're somebody who likes to troll the Knicks and the Knick fans, and you hate the Knicks, and you thought this game was over at 29 points, I'm saying this right now. It's funny because everybody keeps saying dream, dream, dream. All this stuff feels like a dream. This whole entire experience. But I stayed confident. I called the win on social media. I called it here on the air. This is why I believe in the power of positivity. Because when you have a team like this that does so many great things and never gives up, how could you as a fan give up? How could you give up? Charlie's in Bergen County. What's up, Charlie?
Loogie, I'm not. You got to double check this. I'm not kidding. The YouTube show that Craigie did.
Yeah.
At halftime, he gave up. He said, check, game's over already. I'm almost positive he said, the game is over already. We're already thinking about the next one. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back and check this. I can't wait to hear the phone calls that come in tomorrow and the reactions that come in. He was done with this game. Sold out. Little slurish. Didn't sound like the typical, the upbeat Craigie as he was putting a couple of Ronies down. But I'm telling you right now, Loogie, the Knicks fan of the WFAN.
So like I'm being told right now, Charlie, that C-Mac and Craig both declared it was over. You can't. Gallo as well? What are we doing? Come on. It's halftime. It's the NBA. You could go on a 15-0 run in 3 seconds. This Knick team, as it came back from 22 points with 8 minutes to go against the Cavs. They had a whole half to work with. Can't be giving up. We love those guys, though. And look, they'll hit the podium. I'm sure they were happy to everybody. If you gave up or you stayed with it with me, what's the difference? You're happy for it to be over. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Kevin in Bayville. What's up, Kev?
Hey, man. I'm sorry. I'm on speaker.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I didn't want to start any negativity or anything like that, but I just want to say the fact that Thibodeau wasn't there, we didn't play Mitch Robinson too much in the first half. When we were, and we started playing guys like Hub 40 and Soshan, getting over an hour of minutes off of the bench. I don't think that Tibbs would have ever done that. I don't think we would have had this kind of drive in the fourth.
Yeah, listen, Kev, and I've been saying this all along, and listen, Tibbs deserves a ton of credit for turning this program around, and he has a special place, I think, in the hearts and minds of Knicks fans, and he deserves to, I don't know if he would accept it, but they should invite him at some point here to be a part of this celebration, because he turned this franchise from LOL Knicks into a team that had respectability, that made the playoffs year in and year out. But I've been saying it for a while now. This team would not be doing this with Tibbs as the coach. And I know a lot of people were upset when Tibbs got fired, and a lot of people were upset with the Mike Brown hiring, but Mike Brown was the right guy for the job. And he was the right guy that would work in a committee, that would play the bench, develop the young players, unlock a guy like Mikal Bridges, unlock a guy like Karl-Anthony Towns. That's exactly why Mike Brown was hired. And Mike, this is an island of misfit toys. That's the best way I could describe this group. This guy's too short. This guy's too injury prone. This head coach is not a winner. He can't bring you a championship. This guy's soft. This guy isn't athletic enough. This guy is not a great shooter. But collectively, this island of misfit toys, led by the architect of the Knicks, Leon Rose, they have together forged in heartbreak and disappointment and playoff series losses, they have formed a championship team. 888-808-1019. Is C-Mac worried about my shirt being tight?
Yeah, C-Mac knows you're talking about him and Craig on YouTube now, and obviously the fan wants you to know.
Oh,
your
I'm
shirt
not talking about them.
Tight.
A caller brought it up. I wouldn't have mentioned them at all. The caller brought it up. So C-Mac could talk about my shirt all he wants. What's it matter to him? He knows that. I wear tight pants and tight shirts. The Knicks just had the largest comeback in the history of the finals. We're winning a championship, and C-Mac, he's worried about my attire? What is he, Joy Rivers or Joan Rivers, whatever it is? What is it, the fashion police? Is the red carpet? You worried about what shirt I'm wearing? You're lucky I don't take my shirt off for YouTube. And let him watch. Let him watch. Let's see the pipes here, baby. Cares about my shirt. Ed is in Mohegan. What's up, Ed?
Tommy, this game, they have Wemby, we have Gumby. When OG inbounded that ball, to have the wherewithal to float across the court like Gumby and put that comeback. Where was everybody? That was like the Jeter flip back 25 years ago, where he comes out of nowhere and flips the ball to Posada. Came out of nowhere. It was like it all happened in slow motion. I was literally, I've never been dumbfounded. My jaw literally hit the table. Not figuratively. Literally.
Yeah, literally. It was one of those things where, and I've talked about this a bunch here tonight, time stood still. It was an out-of-body experience, and OG Anunoby, and the replay of it in slow-mo, it's unbelievable. Just soaring through the air, one-handed. It's to me, goodbye Jeter flip play. Goodbye Tyree. This is just as great a sports play as we've ever seen in the history of this town. I mean, the Jeter flip play, this is way better.
You remember when Jeter floated across the field?
Yeah.
Out of position.
Yeah.
Flips the ball up. It was the same thing.
Yeah, well, this is better than
Who
that.
Who does that?
Well, OG Anunoby does it.
Exactly. Huge. And now they got to finish it. I mean, it really is just... I'm like, and people throw the word surreal around way too much in this life. This game, surreal.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Surreal is a great way to phrase it. Surreal is a great way to phrase this run. It is unbelievable. Something that's been a long time coming, a long time in the making. And when it got here, boy, did it make up for 53 years for some and a lifetime for others, what we're witnessing. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Kerry in Sayreville. Kerry, what's going on?
Tommy, what a...
You
what
tell a, me. I know you were at the game.
I don't know.
And I know that you were very upset about the first half, and I tried to talk you off the sports ledge. Hopefully you listened, and hopefully you enjoyed what we all witnessed there. You got a front row seat for it.
I peed a little. I hugged a lot. I cried a lot.
Yep.
There was when OG made that. I the whole section kind of we all just kind of held each other and held our breath at the same time. There was time literally to still. I don't know what happened. I think I floated up and down the stairs 25 times, 10 seconds. I don't know what happened. That was unbelievable. And indescribable in so many ways, but I still can't believe it. Can't believe it. Driving home, I didn't want to get in my car. I just wanted to like walk it out and process what we just experienced.
Yeah, well, I mean, and listen, Kerry, obviously you've been a long-time season ticket holder. You're a diehard, passionate Knick fan. We know you and you're Justin. You're friends of the station, obviously friends of Evan and Tiki, friends of mine. And I would say this moment for you trumps every moment of your life. I mean, the first time you met Justin, the first time you made Whoopi, the night you got married. I mean, Justin's in the background. Yeah. He knows the deal. You know how Kerry is. This trumps all those moments.
It was insane. I literally was going up and down the stairs, hugging children, men, whatever, whoever was around me. We were all kind of racing at this moment.
Yeah, usually, Kerry, you want to beat up people in the arena, you know,
usually
when you're aggravated.
Throwing punches.
Yeah, you usually want to throw hands, but tonight you were hugging.
All love.
Yep.
But it was just, yes. And I wish you were there. Rick. I feel like, you know, via text, you were there. You did help me calm down a little bit in the second half. I was texting Tiki. I was telling him the whole thing was rigged. We were done. We were losing at six. So I'll call him tomorrow. I was wrong. And I'll take
Yeah, listen, Kerry, everybody's going to take... I mean, I would think outside of me, maybe a couple other people, they all thought it was over. But I don't give up like that. I don't blame anybody for doing it, but I just don't. And I try to manifest that power of positivity. And I think when you're talking about a team like this, and it's also not just the Knicks, but the Spurs are a young team. And think about how great they played in the first half. It's hard to duplicate that type of game in the second half, especially you're not playing a banged up Thunder team. You are playing a Nick team that is a team of destiny, that has the magic, that has a great team, and they never feel like they're out of it. So I knew that a whole half of basketball was a lot of time. The Knicks were down 22 with 7.5 minutes to go against the Cavs, and they came storming back. An entire half is plenty of real estate and runway to orchestrate this type of comeback. And that's why for this type of group, man, you just can't give up. And if you do, you do. But you're happy that they won. That's really the bottom line. Whether you thought they were going to lose at the half, whether you were like me and they thought they were going to win, either way, you're thrilled that this team virtually won the championship tonight. Because it's going to be Knicks in five. The parade will be Monday or Tuesday. 888-808-10... Better be Monday. I think it'll be Monday. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is... As I try to catch my breath here. What a night. Really, the Knicks' finest hour. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
12:39 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. We are also live on YouTube in what was the greatest sports night that I can remember in the history of this city. Because the Knicks unify this city, it is such a special team, a special building, Madison Square Garden, the Cathedral of Basketball. The largest comeback in the history of the NBA Finals. And for all the years of suffering and bad basketball, it was worth it to have this run and this night. And if you were somebody that was a part of this, not only just inside that building, but also on the streets after the game, then boy, that's something that you can really take for you the rest of your life. And I think I know a guy, and it's our very own Anthony Gallo, who does digital, who hosts here on the weekends, and is a part of the Carton Show. He was at the game. He was on the streets, still on the streets, after the game, celebrating and taking it all in. We now go to Anthony Gallo here on The Fan. AG, what's up?
What is up? First, I got to say, Positive Tommy will lead us. Because I was led astray, and I gave up today. And you know what? I was wrong, and I deserve the flack I'm getting, but the vibes out here are crazy right now. They're moving us down 8th Ave, away from the Garden, and I am already seeing, you know, a lot of NYPD forming ahead of me, so I may stay away from that area.
Yeah, listen, we were tipped off that during the YouTube halftime show, really, the entire Carton Show, Craig, you, C-Mac, everybody said the game was over. And by the way, it is what it is. You know, you guys lost the faith. I didn't lose the faith. Tomorrow you'll make fun of my tight shirt. That's the way it goes here at WFAN. We break balls. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So you guys weren't alone in giving up. But you know what, Gallo, here's the bottom line. The Knicks won the game, and that's really more important than whether you gave up or didn't give up. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be there. Right. How awesome is that?
It's incredible. And I'll tell you this much. We've all heard the story about how when the Brooklyn Dodgers finally won the World Series, there was cheering in the press box. I wasn't, because I was so nervous of getting in trouble. The press box went insane when OG tipped that ball in. Outside of the French reporters next to us, who were living and dying with everything Wemby was doing, It was the craziest environment I've ever been a part of. Not that my teams won a lot, but it was insane. My heart rate's still through the roof. It's crazy. It's crazy on the streets right now. Insane.
Gallo, I can't think of, there's no way to ever recreate in any other scenario, not only in this city as far as sports, but also anywhere in the world, to recreate what happened there tonight. And what I mean by that is you're talking about a team that has a 53-year drought. You're talking about the first finals games here at home in 27 years, obviously the first one the other night, but this is the pair here of games that we haven't seen in 27 years. You talk about the fans. You talk about the celebrities. You talk about the way they came back in that game from 29 points down. You will never, ever, 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 Anthony, you or anyone else that was at that building, experience something like that again when it comes to sports, because that was literally the stars aligning for the perfect, all the ingredients for the perfect sports moment in this city. You are never going to see anything like that again because of the drought, because it's the Knicks, because it's been 27 years, 53 years since a championship. So, Gallo, that's why everybody was losing their minds, you know?
It's insane. It really is. And you're right. Me and Chichester, who was with me from WFAN Digital,
yep,
we looked at each other and we were fighting about tears. That's how crazy it was. And just OG was the guy who came out the gate as the only person who played well, and he finished as the guy with the biggest moment in that game. It's insane. And we were together, me and you, with Lindor at that grand slam in the NLDS.
Yes, we were.
This was that on steroids. 10 times that level of insanity.
Yep, I remember it well. It was me, you, Evan, Alson, Tron. We were out there. That was a moment that was just incredible, to say the least, and that was an incredible run in 2024. Now, unfortunately, the Mets did not finish the deal, and you're right, this is way more insane and special because of the comeback, if you don't want to hear this, I don't care, and others don't want to hear this, this is over, the series is a wrap, it's Knicks in five, this was the night you win the championship. This, to me, trumps any moment that I can think of. And I put that Anunoby play now on the Mount Rushmore of great New York plays of all time. The flip play, the Tyree catch in the Super Bowl. This OG play is up there with all of them as the greatest we've ever seen. be careful out there, by the way. Be safe. Be safe. I don't think you're carrying or anything, but I mean, I just would be careful out there. Yeah.
I can tell you this much. I'm going to get a contact high tonight with the amount of tree being smoked.
Oh, it always smells like sticky weed outside Madison Square Garden, which is, if you like that type of perfume, it's your place.
Yeah, and it was. I got ran over by a mob following ASAP Rocky after the game celebrating. I think the video should be out there. I spoke to John Turturro. It was insane. Jeff Johnson from Knicks Film School. It's incredible the amount of, there's celebrities out here partying, there's people out here partying, the cops look exhausted, but they're doing a great job.
They're the best.
And I am going to walk away from where these guys are going because it looks crazy over there. But it's insane right now. The vibes, I was wrong. I said the vibes were gone. I was wrong about that. I hold my hands up. The vibes are back. Maybe I unmushed them. Oh, that's all I'm saying. The reverse mush.
Gallo, I'm checking out, and everyone else can do this as well. Your videos that you took and have posted at WFAN660. I see the interview with Turturro. Fans are just literally running out of the garden like it's the running of the bulls. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. It's a scene unlike a scene I've never seen before. I expect it to be that way when I get out of work here in an hour and a couple of minutes here. But yeah, amazing job by you. Whatever you had to do to get this done, Gallo, we were all a part of it, and it's a night that we'll truly remember forever.
Yes, I'm fired up. I'm on Saturday night, 7 to midnight. So maybe by the grace of God, they clinch and, we'll be celebrating again.
Yeah, and you could get, I don't know if you're going to get the win like that as far as, at the buzzer and all that stuff, but you're going to get the crowning achievement moment there when they win the championship. So that's a shame. Yeah. A little bit of a shameless plug there on your part, but you know what? It's synergy.
Yeah,
the bosses probably love it. They love that. The synergy of El Gallo be on Saturday night, the whole thing.
I do want to say this too.
Yeah.
I did give up. The vibes inside the building kind of stayed up the whole time. It felt like the fans never really gave up. They wanted a moment. They were even when the team was going down, I think they were down 28, 29 points in the first half, and the crowd was just trying to will them into it. There was a little bit of booze, and every time you would hear a little bit of booze, the crowd was just trying to keep it up.
Yep. And that was the same thing in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals when they're down 22 and you know, they hit a three, they're down 19 and the crowd just goes crazy. Look, we've talked about the tickets and how expensive they are, but throw that out the window. This is a beloved team and that building is a very, 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 very extraordinary place. And they want so badly to have this championship. So they're not going to give up. They're going to cheer this team on until the final buzzer. And they're just, I gave them the credit in game one. This Garden crowd deserves credit again, Gallo. You were in the building. You're describing it. You know, that could spook a team. And I think they did that to the Spurs, a young team. They looked shook. They looked shaken. They had some bad mistakes down the stretch. And that's a big time tribute to that Garden and New York crowd that is just unlike anything in the world.
Yeah, Stephen Castle, the only guy who didn't look phased at the end of the game for them. Otherwise, Wemby looked gassed. He's not built for four quarters.
Nope.
You know, all that talk about him being in his head, you can only get away with so much. So, and, I mean, De'Aaron Fox, thank you. I mean, I was thinking about naming my first son Jalen. I might name him De'Aaron now.
Yeah, he stinks, by the way. He was completely lost at the end of that game. But, yeah, look, we give all the credit to the world and the Knicks, but, yeah, the Spurs also played a part in it. If you're going to come back from 29 points, the other team, it's like doing a dance. It takes two to tango. The Spurs played a part in it. They're not ready for this moment. The Knicks are. This is their time, and you saw that on the floor tonight. And, honestly, Anthony, if the Knicks had lost tonight, you know what you would have gotten. And you know you wait all the time for it, and that would have been a no biggie. But I mean it. I think even if the Knicks had lost this game, they would have won this series. Don't go taking off the positive Tommy train now, Gallo. You know they would have won this series.
Tommy, yeah. I'm telling you this much. I've doubted you in the past. I've angry tweeted at you in the past. I will never doubt the positive Tommy, the power of positivity. You have changed. It's like a cult. I am changing my religion. I am now a part of the church. I jump off and off the bandwagon. On and off the bandwagon every day. I'm back on the bandwagon. I'm going to the church of positive Tommy.
On that note, Gallo, get home safe. I'll see you tomorrow because I got an open night. We'll celebrate together. Yeah. We'll hug. We might even kiss. I don't know if I'm in the mood. If you're feeling up to it, this is one of those
two
nights.
Guys loving the Knicks. That's all.
That's
it is.
Exactly correct.
All right,
brother.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, be well, bro. Anthony Gallo, Digital Carton Show, does shows here on the weekends. And you got a little bit of an inside look there at what Madison Square Garden was like. And his videos are all up on the socials, so you can listen to me, you can watch me on YouTube, and then you just pull out your phone, you go on Twitter, you go on Instagram, and you enjoy the sights and sounds of Madison Square Garden. In what was the greatest event, and I said that with Gallo, so if you're just tuning in, there never has been, nor will there ever be, a moment like tonight because you just can't recreate what we just saw. The Knicks winning a championship, maybe in sports, it's the last sort of final thing that is out there where you're like, oh man, you know, maybe the Bills winning a championship. But as far as like, well, the Cubs won a World Series or the Red Sox won a World Series, this is the mecca of basketball. This is a city that is known for basketball. It is the New York Knicks, and they've gone 53 years. So 53 years without a title, a lifetime for most, 53 years for some. Inside that building with a star-studded crowd mixed with diehard Knicks fans, you come back from 29 points down, the largest comeback in the history of the finals, to essentially win the championship for the first time in 53 years in the Cathedral of Basketball. There's no way to recreate that. What we watched tonight, and if you were lucky like Anthony to be in the building and be a part of that, there's no way to ever top that or recreate that. And that's what makes this basketball team so special. That's what makes that building so special. And that's what makes this run so special. You can hear it in my voice how emotional I am. You can hear it in the caller's voice how emotional they are. It's pure, raw emotion. And it's emotion for this basketball team. Not just the names on the front that we love so much, the name on the front, but the names on the back that we love just as much. Because how could you not love this team? The 13-game winning streak was great, but this was the Knicks' finest moment. This was this group's finest moment. This was their greatest achievement. to give all of us this. And if you could bottle up the feeling that I have, that we all have right now, and if you can bottle that up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. This moment, this feeling, it's what you wake up in the morning as a sports fan, hoping, wishing, praying that you could see this and be a part of something like this. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Dallas is in Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Dallas?
Loogie.
Yo.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm a Yankees fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Rangers fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a Knicks fan. I don't see success. This is
I'm not in the mood to fight with you. I'm not in the mood to fight with you, but go ahead.
One of the greatest nights of my life. I absolutely can't believe it. I was just reloading zins in that fourth quarter because I couldn't keep my feelings in. You know, I was freaking out.
Yep.
I think OG definitely deserves to win Finals MVP.
Sure does.
Truly the greatest moment ever. This is going to restore New York City. I really believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. He won the MVP tonight. OG Anunoby did. That moment, that game, that performance, he's the MVP. I'm sure Brunson's going to want to get his. He's going to want to drop 50 in game five. I don't care what Jalen Brunson does in game five. OG Anunoby is the MVP. He had the MVP moment, the MVP game, the MVP performance. And that's a t-shirt. Do they still have posters? If they do, it's a poster. It's a painting. How many people are getting that OG Anunoby play tattooed on their body? I won't. There's no ink hitting this body, that's for sure. I'm a lean cuisine. There's no tats, there's no ink. But if I ever was going to get a tattoo, it certainly wouldn't be my wife's name, that's for sure. I wouldn't even put my cat's name, even though he's my special boy. It would be that play. The one-armed soaring through the air. And I don't really want to lift my arm up. I feel like I'm schwitzing a little bit, and I'm on YouTube, and I might have a little bit of under thing going on here, a little bit of undercarriage. Nobody needs that. I don't need that on YouTube. The world is watching on you. McMonagle's sitting there going, how much dirt can we get on Lou Gehrig to make fun of him for 5 hours tomorrow? Hey, Craig, he said this, he said that. Let's make fun of him for 5 hours. I'm going to see you tomorrow, Big Mac. Let's see what shirt you're wearing, big boy. Let's see it. Joan Rivers over here, the fashion police. McGonagall. You want a piece of positive, Tommy? You're going to get the whole thing tomorrow, big boy. Because I'm going to be on tomorrow or later on today, as it is, at 7 o'clock as we continue this celebration. I might even pass out during the break. This fan focus is presented. Is my voice going to hold up? You're damn right it's going to be. It will. It might not. This fan focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. OG Anunoby. He's Kawhi Leonard. You can make the strong argument, and I'm about to, that he is the most important member of this team. He is the MVP of this team. As great as Kat is, and when the offense started flowing through him, and Brunson's the king, and he turned everything around, and he's the superstar. But when you consider what OG Anunoby brings to the table, both offensively and defensively, he's their best two-way player. And when he was acquired, this entire franchise flipped because they couldn't guard a Christmas tree when he was somewhere else and when he was on Toronto and then before he got here. And then once he was acquired, this team became a different unit. Now, it took some years to get to this point, but OG Anunoby and that trade will go down as one of the great trades in the history of New York sports. That's how important he is. When he got hurt a couple years ago against Indiana, the wheels fell off. And maybe the Knicks would have won a championship that year. I sure as heck wanted a piece of Boston, that's for sure. We never got to see it. And then when OG went down in the Philly series, everybody was waiting on pins and needles because we know how important Anunoby is. Not for that series, but for winning a championship. And boy, were we right. Because OG Anunoby, with one arm, brought this Knick team, this Knick franchise, and this great city, the greatest city in the world, their first championship in 53 years. I'll see you at the parade on Monday. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We got another hour here on After Hours, another hour here on YouTube and on The Fan, of course. Plenty of time to take your calls at 888-808-1019. If you want to hit up the show on social media, You can tweet at me at Tommy Lugauer. L-U-G-A-U-E-R is how you spell Lugauer. If you want to call in to the show, it's 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the late night. Let's go, Knicks! I'll see you at the parade on Monday, right here on After Hours.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.